this, I'm going to Hogwarts.
MuggleCast Live back now. It's, 8:30, 8:27 to be exact, on the East Coast here. 5:25 on the West Coast. I just ran straight out of the bathroom because I had to use the potty. Big announcement coming up in a few minutes. It's something we've been, you know, trying to accomplish over the past few months, and finally she has agreed to an interview, so we're going to get to that in a minute. However, I'm getting word that a certain Mr. John Noe is in...
No. It's not going to be John, is it? I mean, I don't want to play the negative person who clearly it's not going to be, but...
What do you mean?
Well, it isn't really John, is it?
Well, apparently it is, and...
But surely John would just call if it was really John.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, why would it be John? I mean, surely John would just call if it was... Surely John would just call the show if it was actually John, no?
Well, I think he likes messing with people, too. I don't... I can't confirm or deny.
In that case, Muggle Net Greg.
Anyway, yeah, it's Muggle Net Greg. But I'm trying to open the chat room. Oh, chat room's right here.
He doesn't like John.
What do you say? Oh, are you watching the chat, too?
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Is it...
Like John underscore Dawlish, which I don't think John would pick.
See, I think that's him because someone he put a comment on the feed saying John, or he said interesting dot dot dot. Oh wait, maybe it's not. Would he really say I speak badger tongue?
No.
Actually, he would. Okay, but anyway, okay. Well, let's take a couple callers. If that is John Noe, call in, tough guy. Honestly, if what do you have to say about this? Sorry. Okay. So, you want to take a couple more callers?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. We're getting bombarded. It doesn't stop. Why do you listen to this stuff? Okay. Here we go. Kimmy, hello. Kimmy, hello.
Hi. Yay, hi. I'm here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I'm on the podcast. What's going on?
This is so exciting.
Well, glad
you've been listening all day.
I'm so excited. I've been calling since noon.
Since
noon. Nonstop.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. I have to make a shout out to my friend Bobby because she's been calling with me too.
Dear Bobby.
Awesome.
Do you remember when?
So what's going on? Why have you been calling since 12?
Because I love you guys more than life.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Well, do you have anything you want to say?
And I hate you guys because I bought an entire giant squirrel.
Sorry, say that again?
And ate them all.
You bought an entire what?
I ate an entire jar of pickles.
An entire jar of pickles. Wow. That's crazy. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was yummy, though.
Was it? See, I personally don't like the taste of pickles. I'm not a fan.
I enjoy a good pickle every once in a while.
Andrew isn't a fan, but Chick-fil-A wasn't really a catchphrase we could use, was it?
I take the pickles.
I
take the pickles off of my Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. I don't really like the taste. Not good. So, did you have anything else to say?
I was wondering what your guys' favorite scene from any book was.
All-time favorite scene.
Oh, I know mine.
What's Voldemort, yours?
Voldemort, Harry.
Mine was in a... probably not my all-time favorite, but I remember one specifically where I got really excited and I was a total dork about it. Was in Half-Blood Prince when Harry and Ginny finally kissed. I literally stopped and I jumped. I was like, yeah!
Oh my God,
and I was like, oh, wait, I'm going to continue reading. And I... totally tried to play it down like I wasn't a dork, but it was, I remember myself being like, that was awesome, and I stopped.
Caught a tear to my eye.
Hey, Andrew, someone in the chat thinks that we should start Chick-fil-A pack.
Chick-fil-A pack? Hey, yeah. hey, are you okay, Kimmy?
I'm fine. I'm just very excited.
Oh, okay. Aww, I can tell.
She likes that scene, too.
Yeah, she loves that scene.
We have a common bond here. We're like best friends. We're BFFs now. Did you know that, Andrew?
What?
Oh, and Mikey, don't use that phrase, please.
What phrase? BFF? But Jamie, are we...
LOL.
LOL, who wants to be BFF with
me? Nothing wrong with using young lingo.
It's an awful expression. Mikey, I'll pay you $100 a day not to use that expression.
I will not use that anymore. Give me money.
Okay, I will. I'll give you $100 a second as long as you don't use that god-awful phrase.
Okay.
Kimmy, everyone wants to know, are you, how do I say, crying right now?
No, I'm not crying. I'm just laughing and very excited.
Okay, well, the chat people don't believe that. But anyway.
Well, they're lying.
Chat people.
They're lying?
Aww.
Okay, that's...
Leave my BFF alone,
they
guys.
They are,
really,
I'm sorry.
Laura, your all-time favorite scene. Okay.
Gosh, there's so many, but if I had to pick something that I really liked reading about, it was reading about Voldemort as a child in the orphanage. That was just so intriguing, like going into his past and just learning more about him and how evil he was as a child. It was just terrible.
Yeah,
and also because Joe read it at the reading. So that was just so amazing to see.
Yeah. I can't do this with Kimmy laughing in the background.
I'm sorry.
I'm just messing with you. I think my favorite scene has to be when Umbridge catches Harry in her office in Order of the Phoenix, because that scene, I like, my heart just like stopped, and that's when I felt like the most emotion to like get back at Umbridge and stuff like that. Like I've said previously on the show, Order of the Phoenix is my favorite book, and I've also said about I love the Umbridge aspect of Order of the Phoenix, and just those two combined created my favorite scene. Jamie?
I would say either the one in... I like two. When Harry calls Voldemort Tom Riddle and when Dumbledore calls Voldemort Tom Riddle. I think that's just so awesome. It defines the whole, you know, not being afraid of...
You're so right, Jamie.
Oh, thank you. And also, what else? And
Jamie's my favorite.
Oh, thank you. Sorry if I sound completely dead to the world. It's 1:35 on target.
Here we go.
Okay, Andrew,
I'm
so
tired. Andrew, let me go.
Don't
hear me complaining, Jamie.
Oh!
Jerry, that's because you stay until 8 a.m. every day. I'm trying to get back onto the iPad. Anyway, I completely agree with myself. Man, those two scenes are cool. But also, any scene involving Sirius, because he was the man about town, the bee's knees. He was the best character ever. And I can't believe he died. I'm going to cry. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Sirius is up there in the best characters, but Tonks and Luna.
No.
I mean,
you're welcome to your...
Yeah.
Hey, I want to, if you guys don't mind, Kimmy, thank you for calling in. Hope you enjoyed the call.
Bye.
I think you did.
Bye.
did you think she did enjoy the call?
Only a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
We're BFF, so it's okay.
Speaking of that clip where Jamie's complaining, I happen to have it queued up right here. Now, I know it's been only for Pickle Pack members, but do you guys mind if I...
Go for it. It's so funny.
I think the world needs to bask in its glory.
I want to give a bit of backstory here, okay? I was pretty ill here, okay? So,
Laura, can I go as well? I feel so bad.
Whatever, Andrew, I'm fine. You are
can you live
doll.
Through, like...
Sorry, Jamie, what was that? What did you say?
You aren't safe.
What did you say?
You are not safe.
Please, can I go?
What did you say?
I said
you live
safe.
Through...
What? What did you say?
Oh, shut up.
Can you live through five
I'm
voicemails
so
and chicken
badly.
Soup?
No, I can't. I really can't. Please let me go. I feel so awful. I'm ill and I'm coughing.
Okay.
I'll
three voicemails and chicken soup.
No. I'll do chicken soup now. Please, can I do chicken soup now and then voicemails? And then after chicken soup, I'll go. And then you three can do voicemails very nicely because you're all awesome at voicemails and I'm not very good. Please. Oh, God. Please let me go. I'm so tired. Please.
So that went on for like a minute. And that's probably the funniest clip I've ever heard in my life. No offense to you, Jamie. I understand. You were tired.
But. Speaking of that clip, Andrew. I'm so tired now. I'm so tired. Please. Well, I'm kidding. I'm staying up for one.
Okay, good. By the way, are we caught up with our vegetables before we get to a...
Yeah. What hour are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is hour 9, right?
Yes, this is hour 9.
Okay, in which case your vegetable for this hour is cress.
What?
Cress.
Crisp?
Do they even have cress in America?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay,
I've hit
well,
this before.
Wikipedia, let's take a look.
I really hear this. Have you heard that? Well, anyway, Jerry, I don't think we should give in. I don't think we should stand firm. It's cress. C-R-E-S-S. That's your vegetable.
Yes. Wikia, Andrew, Wikia.
Wikipedia.
Do you mean watercress?
No,
we
I
mean
believe,
cress.
Mikey, I thought they were the same thing, but they're not. They're apparently different vegetables according
Well, because there's watercress, landcress, gardencress, wintercress, and rockcress. I'm looking vegetable related article. There's not really an article.
Okay, well, either way, it's cress.
Jamie, one listener wants to know if there is even such thing as a vegetable in England.
No, there's not.
No, we eat flangibles.
There's absolutely nothing up. Flangibles. I've never heard of one. Andrew was like, you know, before. Who have vegetables used that? I had no idea what he was talking about, but I thought I'd
go. Really? So what about what about organized dentistry? You guys have that over there?
Organized dentistry.
Yeah.
As in a collective pack of dentists. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, basically.
The British Order of Dentists.
Yeah, the British Order of Dentists. I'm sure there's something like that.
Okay. Cool.
Where was that from?
It was just a listener. Hey, we have a very special call we're about to take right now. Laura Mallory has decided to, during the break, she called me back, and she has agreed, she has agreed to talk to us here on the show live. So I'm very excited about this. Guys, feel free to add your questions while we take the call here. Now, please treat her, respect her, okay? She has an opinion, just, it's America. Let's get her in the conference here. I'm nervous, to be honest with you. My heart's actually pounding. This is podcasting history, by the way. She's never agreed to give an interview to a Harry Potter fandom outlet. So,
hello?
Hi, Laura Mallory?
Who is this?
This is Andrew Sims.
Nightmare.
You called me back over the break. You said you'd agree to do an interview.
Is this the Muggle Show?
Yeah, this is the Muggle Show. This is MuggleCast.
She gets turned down in court 5 times. How's she going to remember who she phoned?
Jamie, can we show a little respect to her? It's the number one Harry Potter podcast online. We just had a few questions for you about what you've been doing.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, I know you don't like to talk about it, but, you know, just can we have an adult discussion about it?
Fine.
Are you okay? You okay, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Huh?
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. I guess the first question is why. Why have you been fighting so many cases in court?
Harry Potter is bad.
Do you have any other case besides that?
Yeah, I don't have a justification for that.
Witchcraft.
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
Why?
No, that is fair.
Four cannot be.
You're not making much sense. Laura, do you have any questions for her? I lost my list of...
I have some questions.
Okay.
Most people, after they try something 5 times and still fail at life, most of them, you know, give up and try something new, but you seem to be beneath that. Are you really that low of a human being? No offense.
Okay. First off, none of the attempts have been failures. Okay? No matter what...
Except
result,
for the fact that you lost?
I still made progress.
You've made what progress have you made? It's still not banned in any school or library.
It's almost
my name is being spread around the world. People are starting to know me, and people are also agreeing that Harry Potter is the worst thing ever.
Now wait a second.
Wizardry.
We have 825 people listening right now, and I'm sure they would all have no problem with calling you right now and telling you that it is not the worst thing in the world or whatever you just said.
You have 825 possessed people.
Now, that's not very nice. I mean, they've been sitting here listening to our show, and we thank them for that. You're calling them possessed?
Possessed by the book.
Now, you were named the Idiot of the Year, 2006 Idiot of the Year by Washington Post. What kind of comment do you have about that?
She's hoping to uphold her award for the next 10 years.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you sound like an idiot to me.
You know what, Laura Mallory? Miss Mallory, I do have a question for you. Have you read a Harry Potter book all the way through?
No, I have not, and I won't. I have my four kids, and I don't even have the time to be doing that.
Then
but you have the time to appeal it six times?
All I have the time for is the court cases and progress. Progress. It's all progress. Losing is still progress. And I
progress? Progress?
You're not making much progress, though.
You're not making much progress. It's like you're doing the same thing over and over again, which is
you know me. More and more people know me. Your 820 listeners know of me. And I guarantee that some of them agree with me.
That's a fair point. She has made – a lot of people do know her now. I mean, so that's, I guess, could be said to be progress.
A personal fame trip now?
I guess, yeah.
After promoting
yourself. Are you married? Are you married?
Married. Are you married?
Are you married?
Oof.
Yes.
Separated.
Or no?
You're separated, you said?
Separated.
Oh, so
my four kids, I have custody of my kids.
Okay, your cell phone doesn't work that well. I mean, maybe you should invest some money into a new cell phone instead of, you know, all these stupid court cases.
They're not stupid. Nothing is stupid. Harry Potter is stupid.
Okay, well,
you want to know what I think is stupid, Laura?
Your face.
I'm looking at this site right now. This site called HisVoiceToday.org. I think you might know it. I actually think it's your site, where you don't cite any of your sources. You pull stuff from people's MySpace profiles saying that they're witches.
What? What?
It's true.
I've never seen this site.
It's your site.
It's all original.
HisVoiceToday.org.
No, you're wrong, girl.
What is her site? I'm sorry.
It's hisvoicetoday.org. And then if you go to articles and click Harry Potter, she has articles, quotes, and testimonies, none of which are cited or sourced. And she, like, literally pulls somebody's MySpace profile that says, I am a witch, and blames it on Harry Potter. I was just wondering what sort of correlation you found between MySpace and Harry Potter, aside from Wizard Rock, maybe.
Because everyone on MySpace that has read Harry Potter will express it. That person expressed it just how everyone else wants to express it. People are becoming witches every single day.
Hey, Laura, there's a Billy Joel song that's called Only the Good Die Young. If that's true, then you're going to live to an old, ripe old age.
Who are you? Who is this?
Yeah, it's not funny, okay? I don't appreciate the unprofessional level my co-hosts are conducting this interview. I apologize for that.
What have I said?
Mikey, it's not you, and not even Jerry either. It's just Laura and Jamie, they're taking this as a joke, as if it's funny.
I'm not. Okay, I'm sitting here asking her true. I'm reading stuff from her site. I'm just asking her to back up her information. That's all.
It's all backed up. It's all right there on the site.
Yeah, but
That's all it needs to be. It needs to be on the site. You read it, and you'll sometimes agree with it. I guarantee you.
Okay, really.
Okay, well, Laura Mallory, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Hey, you'll never win. You'll never win. 820 listeners.
You would know a lot about
850 listeners, 900 listeners. It doesn't matter. Because someday, I will succeed.
All right, well.
Laura, there's a, as you know.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, Laura Mallory. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye, keep Laura. Laughing. Someday okay. I'll win.
All right, you're crazy. Goodbye.
I hope she's never heard of the word slander or libel, because we could be in trouble.
We're going to get sued. But wait, why? That was her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously it was her, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Laura, there's a train arriving extremely close to you. I suggest you go and stand in front of it. But I a bit mean, so I didn't do that.
A couple of people in chat were saying that was annoying and dumb. What? That's a I'm fed up with these people in the chat. They're talking like, you know, this is all jokes. This is very funny. No, that was Laura Mallory. She called me back. I got her number. She called me back, okay? A legit interview, that was her. Allegedly. Let's move on now to... let's take some more calls. Maybe people can comment on that interview we just had. Hi, Monica. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. What's on your mind? What do you think of the Laura Mallory interview?
It, it
was interesting. I never knew she had such a manly voice before.
Well, I mean,
well, now you know.
When it I know, really. Who has such a manly voice?
When it comes through on Skype, it's like this weird Skype thing. I don't know how it works, but
yeah.
Anyway, what's going on?
Nothing really. I had a question, but someone asked it about the conferences. But I have another one.
Okay.
What's the strangest reaction you've ever gotten after someone realized that you're a Harry Potter fanatic?
Hmm. I know when, the emergency room.
Strangest reaction. I think people when people learn of, like, I never really describe myself to anyone as a Harry Potter fanatic, but when I tell them what I do, I'm like, yeah, I run a Harry Potter podcast. The first reaction is, what? Huh? Who? How?
Yeah.
And then, once I explain to them, oh, well, you know, it has this many listeners, and we can do a live show on a Saturday night and get 877 people listening right now. So it's always a good reaction after the explanation. How about you guys?
For me, the first question is always, what's a podcast? So many people don't know what it is, and it's gotten to the point where I just say that I participate in a radio broadcast about the Harry Potter books, and still people don't even get that, because they think about radio and they think about, you know, commercial radio, you know, just with, you know, your regular morning talk shows and that kind of thing. And I have to explain that there's actually a whole network of people who have podcasts on very focused topics like Harry Potter. And after that, they think it's pretty cool, but explaining it is somewhat difficult, I think.
It's actually really easy to explain. A podcast is an internet radio show that's downloadable for you to listen to.
I'm not talking about the actual podcasting medium, though. I'm talking about the Harry Potter thing, Mikey.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have to explain podcasts quite often, so I've come down to a science of what a podcast is. Sorry.
Oh, God. It's okay.
Sorry, I'm delirious already. I'm to the point where I'm like, wow, I'm still sitting at my computer screen.
See, Jamie, these people talk like they've been here since noon.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, guys.
Some of us have to work.
But see, the difference is, Andrew, the difference is I actually have a life, and I feel like I'm just, like, wasting away in front of the computer.
Thanks, say that to the listeners one more time.
Well, no, I love our listeners, and that's why I'm sticking around for them. But you, Andrew, I'm saying you don't have a life.
Okay, so, well, let's put it this way. I could have been out in L.A. this week, pretty open to you guys.
I know, you could have been hanging out with us. I'm here because of our fans, and I'm sticking out for them. You should come out. You should just come out.
Whatever.
You know what, you should come out for October 13th and hang out with me on my birthday.
No. Sorry, I don't have a life. I don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't, come home from college or anything to do this. So
I'm so delirious right now.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, thank you for calling in, Monica.
All right, thank you. Oh, can I give a shout-out to my friend?
Of course.
I just want to say hi to Ashley. She's listening right now. She's been listening since 12 a.m., I think.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
That's impressive, considering you started at 12 p.m.
Oh, 12 p.m., sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeller?
Bye-bye.
Not to cut in here, but we just got an email. Somebody found something on Laura Mallory's site, and it says, announcing His Voice Today radio show. His Voice Today with Laura Mallory is going on the air. The new radio show will be featured on the local radio station WIMO News Talk Radio at what? It starts on September 1st, and it's airing out of Bethlehem, Georgia.
Wow.
So she's actually, we should call into her show.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Should.
Maybe there's a live internet stream that we can, you know, listen to.
She can
send
hang
an email
up on
about
us.
Podcasting. Then she put it live on the internet.
Yeah. Luke is calling again for the 80th time. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I was going to call. It was already calling like 30 seconds ago, and I was going to say, new poll, does Andrew have a life? But then someone typed it into the chat.
I missed it, so we'll create it now.
Yeah.
Do you think I have a life?
Everybody please
no,
say
no, but I don't have one either.
Everybody, please say no, just for the sake of getting Andrew mad.
Lucas,
for me.
Say no.
Everybody, just say no to Andrew, please.
Lucas,
it'll
you
be
really,
that much more funny. It'll be really, that much more, it'll be,
shut please, up, Mikey.
No. Everybody, please just say no to Andrew. Just say no. Just for the sake
guys,
of no.
Guys, don't do that. Come on. Even if you think he has, Andrew. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lucas. Glad you think that.
Andrew,
I'll be sure to answer your calls for the rest of the night.
Oh, Andrew. Oh. See, this is what happens when we all talk to each other.
And Katie says, "Tell Lucas I love him. He's the best. I'm now a Lucas fangirl."
I like his audio quality, but now I don't like anything else about him. Here's another frequent caller, Sam. What's up?
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Again.
What's up?
Hey, Sam.
How's it going?
It's fine, thanks.
knackered.
2 a.m. But... how are you holding up?
Nearly fallen asleep.
Aww. Are we boring, or... or is
no,
it just...
I just okay. haven't had much sleep for the past few days.
Aww, okay.
Well, what's going on?
What's up?
Mikey, you've met Sam before, haven't we? I think.
Yeah, yeah, we all met him. Yeah, we discussed it earlier. We...
yeah, okay, here's the thing.
I'm sorry, I'm...
We've discussed this on a previous call-in show that I don't think we ended up using or something like that. And apparently, Sam, you and I met at the Waterstones, but I don't remember, and I feel awful.
Oh, no, sorry. You probably met so many people.
No, 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 but what did we talk? Like, I'm just trying to remember.
Did we talk?
Well, usually, Laura, just so you know, when you meet someone, you say hello, or so you do converse a little bit.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't resist. It was right there. Laura, it was right there. Like, did we talk? No,
whatever,
not
like,
at all.
Whatever. Okay,
oh, I love
hey,
that.
I have met a couple of people who, for reasons unknown, don't speak when they come up, so just, you know, you never know. So.
Oh, yeah. Nah, same talk.
Yeah.
Hello?
I remember.
So, all right. Thanks for calling in, Sam.
That's right. I've quick got a Jack Bauer joke.
Oh, you got a joke? Okay.
Yeah.
Professor
go for it.
Charles Xavier from X-Men once tried to read Jack Bauer's mind. Now he's sitting in a wheelchair.
Oh!
That is a little inappropriate, but thank you very much.
Why is it inappropriate?
Because... come on, Andrew. I'm going to spell it out to you, but that's a joke as well, because I'd have to type it.
Okay, well, type it to me soon. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to take an extended break. We're going to take, let's see, a roughly... 12-minute break or so.
Andrew, what music are you going to play?
We're actually going to kick it off with Elevation by U2. Oh. Then we're going to go into Save Ginny Weasley, then Short People, then The Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. So,
well, are you not going to play the song I really want you to play?
What song?
I think everyone... Jackson 5, ABC.
Oh, I forgot about that. I never downloaded it. Okay, we still got time. I'll type it in right now. Jackson 5, I'm searching on iTunes. ABC. Okay, there we go.
Come on, it's Little Michael. It's Little Michael.
Searching, buy now. Just paid my dollar. Okay, we're good to go.
ABC.
It's easy as one.
Thanks,
come
Sam,
on, guys.
For calling in.
I'll sing it.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little break. Once we come back, still have a few things planned this evening. We have 3 hours left. Thank you to everyone who's been watching us this whole time. We'll get to the poll results once we're back. Also, we got some more Book 7 discussion coming up. Also,
some more vegetables as well.
Some more vegetables, of course. And we have a... well, my friend of mine is going to be coming on in a little bit to discuss all of his problems with the Harry Potter series. He's not a fan like the rest of us, so that'll be pretty interesting.
It's going to be an interesting, unique viewpoint, I
think. It definitely will be. For now, though, Elevation from YouTube. We'll be back in, 15 minutes or so.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I promise that the ticket is actually
involved. Well, congrats on winning.
I know, I'm...
That's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
No. People in the chat are saying, I don't believe Chloe. I believe Chloe.
Yeah, I'm not going around fooling everyone about this. I don't kid when it comes to J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling, liar. Yeah. And I'll talk to you soon. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to lose your ticket pretty
quickly. No, I'm kidding. I believe you. It was just funny timing. But, okay, well, cool. Keep me updated. If you do want to take me, I'm not trying to force you. But
oh, no, I just wanted to reach out and
okay.
It's a possibility. Because I
cool.
To tell you the truth, I would rather go with you than go with my parents anyway.
Yeah, I'm more fun.
Yeah.
I'll take you to all the nightclubs. Wait, no, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, awkward now.
Got another 4 years to go there.
And me too. Okay, so we'll... Okay, I'll talk to you soon then. Well, stay in touch. Call me. Not my real number, though.
Yeah,
that'll just annoy me. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Do you guys believe her? I mean, you know, I don't want to put the effort in and then...
I think so.
I do. I mean...
Okay.
If it's not true, it's, you know, it's kind of a mean joke.
Yeah.
Lucas keeps calling me, but I refuse to answer his call because he thinks I have no life. Sorry, Lucas. I don't have time for you anymore. The heck with you.
Andrew, though, I think the people agree with him, unfortunately. I mean, 61% of the people.
Oh, yeah, let's take a look at the poll here. You know, it's amazing. I put all this time into the show with my fellow co-hosts, you know, for you guys, and 319 people say I don't have a life, 218 people do.
Ha-ha, I win!
So, here, I'm going to make a new poll.
Oh, no.
Do the listeners have a life?
Yes, they do.
Option one, no. Option two, no. Start poll.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Good. Good. Vote away. Let's see who wins this one.
All right, everybody. Nobody vote at all. Just leave it completely.
Yeah, right.
Everybody, don't vote at all.
Late. Too late. Too late. The votes are coming in by the second.
Way too late.
Gosh, I'm annoying so many people today.
And I'm not. Come on. That's what we do to
each other. Yeah, I know.
That's where our love comes in. So you're going to come to my birthday, right?
If you pay for my flight out there.
Oh, you have a free airline flight. We know this.
I'm saving that for New Year's, though. Diego.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing, just hanging around here listening to you guys.
Cool. Where are you calling from?
Monterrey, Mexico.
Mexico. Wow, that's awesome.
I heard what you said earlier.
What's that? Oh. I'm sorry about that. happy Independence Day.
Thanks.
Yay. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, I got a joke, actually.
Oh, joke. Jamie, ready for the joke?
Where
does Jamie keep going?
I think he's falling asleep.
What a bad podcaster.
Wank.
Just runs off and thinks this is, like not live. Okay, go ahead. We'll listen to the joke.
It's actually a Harry Potter joke. It's how many Voldemorts are needed to light a wand?
How many?
None. He's the Dark Lord.
Pun! You guys didn't get it?
Huh? I'm sorry.
How many Voldemorts does it take to light a wand? Zero, because he's too dark. Something like that. That was an exact word. Get it?
Oh, well.
Well, I liked your joke, Diego.
Oh, well. That's not.
That's like on the level of how many Quidditch players does it take to light a wand?
How many? I don't care.
Seven. Six to work, you know, really hard for it, and then one for the secret, the secret to take all the glory. It's a really bad joke, but it's Harry Potter related, so it's fun.
Right.
And not saying your joke. Well, no, I am saying your joke is bad. It's just, you know, it's on the same level. But I love those jokes. It's kind of along the way of make like a tree and leave.
Yeah.
Those are just great little jokes.
Yeah.
On the ones you get on the popsicles too. Those are fun.
Oh, I love those. I love those. Yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
Okay. Well, thank you, Diego, for calling in.
Bye, Diego.
See ya.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. Bobby.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Hold on. Let me turn this down.
Oh, thank you. Concerned caller. I like that.
I have to say hi to Kim from earlier, or she's going to kill me.
Oh, where are you calling from?
Leeds in England.
So, very cool. Very cool.
Whereabouts?
Leeds.
Leeds. Oh, Leeds. Cool.
And since she was screaming so much, she forgot to tell you she wants you to play Spice Girls.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of Spice Girls. Yeah.
Why did we not think of Spice Girls? Really?
point.
And we want a how drunk is Ben, Paul?
What?
What? Ben doesn't drink alcohol. He's under 21.
What? I don't understand what you're talking about. This is something called for. Ben was at a football game and he was a little excited about the game. And he did his Albus Dumbledore impression. He's not going to appreciate all these accusations. So, anyway.
I do appreciate every single one of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Bobby, for calling in. That was fun. And let's see. We're just going to keep taking callers now for the next hour. Here's someone. I like this guy's name. Andrew.
Hey.
Hey, can you mute your Ustream?
Echo. Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's up?
Oh, not a lot. How you guys doing? Are you hanging in there?
No, but sort of.
You're starting tired now?
Huh?
You're starting to get tired?
Yeah, well, everyone's dying on me. Jamie, like, straight up, I think he actually died.
I'm still here.
It's getting late where Jerry is.
I worked an 8-hour shift at work and then came home and now today I'm fine.
Well, cool. I've kind of been dipping in and out of the chat all day, so.
Oh, cool.
It's nice to see that you guys are doing this.
Well, good. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Good, good. So, what's going on?
not a lot. Have you talked about the movies yet?
A little bit, but do you have a question about it? We need to get some. Yeah.
It's like, what kind of stuff are you looking forward to for the seventh movie?
Oh, we actually did talk about this earlier. One thing I said I was definitely looking forward to was the final scene where Harry's confronting Voldemort, addressing him as Tom, because I think Dan's ready to portray that sort of to act out that scene very, very well, thanks to his role in Equus, where he's one unhappy camper.
Yeah, I agree. I actually got to. I also got to see him on stage over in London. I went over to London in February, I think. Yeah, back in February, and he was very good.
Oh, awesome! Do you agree with my theory that Joe went to see Equus, then after seeing Equus, wrote that scene in the book where he has to strip down to hop into the pond?
it's possible. It's very possible.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened because I can't think of another reason why she would do that.
She might just want to see Dan topless again.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, there was,
maybe.
There was that scene, and didn't she sort of Dan said something like that, didn't she? Or didn't he? Didn't he say that she had told him? Didn't she come backstage after the performance that she was writing a couple scenes like that for him?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, something like that. Jamie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for running off without telling us.
Sorry, I went to the bathroom. I didn't want to interrupt the flow.
Oh, okay.
No pun intended.
Okay, Andrew. Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks. Okay, no problem. See ya. Andrew Walker, ladies and gentlemen. That's Andrew Walker.
You know what? I'm just looking forward to this huge bedroom kiss with Harry and Ginny. They better leave that in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the snogging scene. So.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The seventh film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mikkel. Michael.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Mika. Actually, I'm a girl.
Oh, Mika. Sorry, I was just reading your Skype name, trying to act like, I'm good at this.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's going on? Hey, can you hit your Ustream?
Echo.
Username?
No, your Ustream.
I don't know, I just turned into this thing, so I don't really know.
Echo.
Well, yeah, turn off your feed, so we can't hear ourselves.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Is that okay?
That's better. So what's on your mind today?
So, I just wanted to stand up in defense of the epilogue.
In defense of the epilogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I hear what everyone's saying about it being, fan fiction and whatever, but I read it, and I felt like that the first time I read it, but the second time I read it, it just felt so real and rich and emotional, and I really felt like Jo just had, she knew exactly where everybody was, and she just wanted to, show us, this little picture in the sunset, just so, we have this vague idea, and I think everybody's being a little harsh about it, so.
I completely agree.
Right.
I was very, very happy with that S-blog. I had exactly the same feeling, that she couldn't focus on everyone's lives. She had to focus on this one little scene, she did it in a way that was kind of true to the characters, I think.
I'm hoping that I'll only accept the epilogue if Joe narrates it in the movie. Because that'd be sweet.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome.
As we discussed earlier in the show, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really, yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks for calling in.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, bye. Oops, cut her off. Apparently I already have a call with this user.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
What are we going through?
Nothing. Show's over. No, I'm kidding. At the conference. Oh. Molly!
Hey.
Hey. Is this Molly Fox Sims Molly?
No.
Oh.
No.
See, okay, that's so weird because your Skype name is Molly Chris. So what was I supposed to assume, co-host?
I know, I agree.
And from California.
Except her name is Molly Fox Sims.
No, but I thought, hey, can I get your Skype thing? Your Ustream?
Okay, I just did.
Okay, thanks. Actually, no, you didn't. Liar.
I didn't?
No, I still hear so.
Oh, well, I don't know how to do it. Wait. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you're lying again.
No, I did it.
No, I still hear myself.
Well, I hear myself. Echo.
You can hear that?
Mine just
yeah.
Regular feedback.
Well, that call's weird. Yeah, so that was weird. Okay. Do you guys want to move on to some book discussion? Or are you guys going to poop out? Don't want you guys to poop
book
out.
Book discussion? We can do more book discussion if you want, but I think we've discussed that quite a bit today. I think.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? This is what I'm going to say. Let's have a listener challenge. Let's have the fan tell us what they want us to talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Lucas, are you here to apologize to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That didn't sound very sincere.
Well, I don't have a life either. That
Lucas, say it like
that. But, yeah, I'm here to kind of defend Jackie, I think it was. They called in and said she gave you a ticket. You guys called her a liar. Well, or something in the chat did too.
Chloe?
Or Chloe. I don't know who it was. But
you know, I believe her.
Yeah, well, for people who don't believe her, when I won tickets to it, or my sister did, we called in to see if my sister can give me tickets, which she can't, but mm-hmm. I'll just dress up as a girl. But, yeah, we called in, they're like, if people can't make it to it, then they'll call more people, so.
Oh, interesting, so people still have a chance.
Yeah, they still have a chance for a while, I think.
Oh, so. Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Thanks for adding that.
That's cool.
And I still don't believe your apology. Don't really appreciate it. Let's check the poll.
Okay.
Speaking of that, the question was, do the listeners have a life? Option 1, no, 288 votes. Option 2, no, 151 votes. So choice 1, no, is clearly the leader right now. And we'll see how that goes. Thanks. Lucas, what should we talk about? Give us something.
Horcruxes?
Horcruxes. We only talked about that, a million times.
Horcruxes. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Now, in Star Wars, Mikey, and I think you'll agree, the dark side is not... Well, I don't think the dark side is necessarily an evil side, because I read some descriptions about it and stuff like that, and it says, it's a side of passion, of lust and fiery sort of emotion and stuff like that, and... If you submit to the dark side, you aren't necessarily a bad
no,
person.
No, 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 no. See, right there, the fiery passion, Anakin's thing is like, we're meant to love and care, and by having love and, loving somebody, he's going down, he's just doing that perfect and all that. But what happens is, by doing to that type of emotion, because, don't get me wrong, love is great and all, but it is a very intense emotion, and by doing a forbidden love and by being anger, fear, aggression, all those things lead to the dark side. Doesn't mean that those items themselves are the dark side. It's that once you start down that path, to come back from it's very difficult. Basically, the difference between the light side and the dark side of the Force, and again, I know I'm just going into a Star Wars tangent. It's not a Star Wars podcast, but I'm explaining to Jamie is everything on the light side of the Force, everything living, they get their energy, they get the power of the Force from all living things around them, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the dark side is destruction. So they get more power by destroying things, killing and stuff like that. So once you have anger,
but Mikey, surely you could be a passionate person, and I'm not gonna lie, the dark side, from what I've seen, is I don't blame everyone from submitting to it. I know I try my absolute best to remain light, but when Yoda has that talk with Anakin and says, you can't feel for anyone, you can't sort of like. You can't love anyone, but you can. I'd be like, well, I can understand why people submit to the dark side. Although, obviously, I'd be the best Jedi that ever lived and be the most powerful one. I wouldn't submit to the dark side.
No, I totally agree. It's like, you can, but you have it's a very fine line you have to walk. Because basically, there's a fine line between love and hate. There really is. Like, especially when you – the one thing I love about Star Wars that I think Harry Potter shows a little bit, and I think comic books do it a lot, is with great power comes great responsibility. You know, the Spider-Man line that everyone says. But with this great power, you have such a temptation to use it for your own personal gain. And we see that in Harry Potter, that, you know, Voldemort's lust for power and everything like that. And you're walking such a fine line having passion. And so when you, in the Old Republic's view, Jedi were taught to actually go ahead and control this. So they're very, like, if you looked at Episode 1, I think a lot of people didn't like it that weren't Star Wars fans because they didn't understand why Liam Neeson Big Fish, Ewan McGregor, gosh, it slipped my mind for a second. The actor that played Liam Neeson and Ewan McGregor, who played Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan, why they were so, like, kind of passive. They were stony faced. So, like, you see them go through all these big things and they never had the emotion that Luke Skywalker had. Well, why did Luke have the Skywalker? Because why did Luke have this emotion that these two guys didn't? Well, it's because they were taught to control their emotions. Like, so that way they're not tempted to go down to the dark side. Whereas Luke, he grew up as a young boy. He was looking for adventure, and Yoda tells him, adventure, you know, stuff like that. The Jedi seeks not these things. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's the difference.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean, but Why is not being in control of your emotions a bad thing? Like,
it's fine. It's not a bad thing. In fact, it helps Luke out. You know, it helps Luke out. It's just that you got to take it in consideration the passion and emotions, because it's such a fine line. Over thousands and thousands of years of teaching, they see the people that are very passionate have a higher risk of going to the dark side. Because it's such an easier path. Because instead of, you know, giving life and protecting and, you know, loving everyone and really being a protector of good, all you have to do is kill things and you become stronger, destroy things, be mean. And, like, you see it in, like, Voldemort, why it's the drive for power, more power, more power. And that's what you get is the minute you realize, you know, just by striking down, you know, the best example is Revenge of the Sith. You know, you see Anakin Skywalker, who's gone to the dark side. Why? Because he wants to save, you know, Padme, the person he loves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now he's doing this all for his right reasons, but now it's become selfish, so much so that he kills a bunch of little kids in, you know, trying to save one person, which, by all means, try to save that one person, but you're doing it a completely wrong way. And, in fact, it's his actions that lead to her death. And I think that's one of the nice things that, you know, Star Wars has.
But you mean if he'd stopped before he went that one step too far, he could have used the dark side stuff while still remained in the...
No, I'm not saying he couldn't have gone. It's just that, you know, people can go to the dark side and come back. A perfect example is Darth Vader does come back from the dark side at the end of Return of the Jedi. Luke says, I will not fight. You're my father. I will not fight you. He's telling me, there's still good in you. I'm forcing you to kill me. And basically, it brings Anakin Skywalker, who was dead to Darth Vader, back from the dark side. And it's the same thing with, like, any superhero, Harry Potter, any of that stuff. It's with these awesome powers they have, whether it be magic, you know, Spider-Man's abilities, Star Wars and the Force, whatever. Every single good guy and bad guy, there's a fine line. To make a bad guy a really great character, if we take a look at Voldemort, Snape, and Harry, they all have a similar story. Remember I compared them to Salsa, mild, medium, hot.
Yeah.
They all have a similar story, but it's the line and kind of where they came from. It's like what caused them to cross that line. You know what I mean? Like, Harry, again, could have gone to the dark side, especially in Order of the Phoenix. He was all caps Harry. You know what I mean? He was so close to – he could have broken down and given up. And really, no one would have blamed him. Really, no one would have blamed him for giving up. It's that point. But he had what it took to go away from it. And the same thing with, you know, the dark side and the light side, at least in Star Wars, is the light side is everything around you is what gives you your energy. It's, you know, it surrounds us, it binds us, it penetrates us.
You're such
the dark
a dork.
Side
you're a dork. You're a dork. You're a dork.
I am a dork. I'm a dork. Okay, I'm a loser.
Andrew, let's move on to Star Wars, please.
Did I not tie it into Harry Potter? Okay.
No. let's take a call now.
Guys.
Hello, foreign caller.
I'm talking about Star Wars anymore, please.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You got a question about Harry Potter or something?
Do you name any pets you might have after Harry Potter characters?
That's a funny question. No. Although somebody I know has named a pet after Harry Potter. Or the one of the characters. Anyone? No?
I've got a friend who called their dog Molly Wobbles.
Molly
Wobbles.
Yep.
I had two guinea pigs called Harry and Ron. Ron died, unfortunately. But Harry has, like, a white streak in his long-haired mane, so it's like a lightning bolt, so that's why he's Harry.
Someone's got a cat named Lily, a parakeet named Luna. My frogs are named Trevor and Luna. I'm just reading these off the chat right now. Friend's cat is Mrs. Norris. That's funny. Yeah, Colin?
Also, do you think that J.K. Rowling might have bet on who died in the last book?
If
J.K. Rowling bet who died, that would be terrible. I think J.K. Rowling has higher standards than betting on who's going to die in her books. She's got enough money.
So much money either, she?
Yeah, she's got enough money, I think, to not have to do that. That would be very... That's like there was a story in the U.S. a couple of weeks ago where a referee was betting on basketball games, and they were the games that he refereed. It's a genius plan.
It's trading, isn't it? You just can't do it.
It is genius, I must say.
That's a great plan. I'm going to start betting on what happens on each episode of MuggleCast. I guess I've said too much. But all right, so yeah, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Bye.
It's time to start saying good night to people instead of bye. We're entering a
late
hour of MuggleCast here. And if just quick public service announcement, if you already called in, please don't call in again. Give other listeners a chance to call in and talk to us. What's up, Camilio?
What an awesome name.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, caller.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, aren't you the Australian guy?
It's actually like almost maybe.
Maybe you can admit to it.
Might be Australian.
What? I've got to say, I've been working on this for so long. Mikey.
Yes.
But by extension, Dumbledore would own Yoda.
Why is this? Give me a reason.
All right, ready?
All right.
Sidious beat Yoda, right? Technically, in the third movie.
Technically.
Yeah. All right. And Darth Vader beat Sidious in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
I like this logic
okay,
a lot.
All right. And Luke beat Vader.
Alright.
Wait. If Luke is Harry, then Dumbledore would totally own Harry. That is my explanation.
God, Dumbledore would own Harry any day.
Hands down would beat Harry in a duel, no worries.
Alright. Okay.
That's the explanation. Yes?
Sure, why not? I'm not gonna argue again. I see the logic there, but it's
it's a bit cheap.
You're reaching a little, but it's all right. You know why? Because I definitely think it's you went the extra mile to figure it out. So I'm good job.
Hey, what time is it there in Australia?
11:37 a.m.
Wow, listening to this?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's dedication.
Right, could you do me a favor and answer Alyssa's call, because she's been calling since 12?
Alyssa? There's been so many people calling from 12.
Yeah.
Alyssa. Okay, I'll keep an eye out, just because you're funny. Cool. Okay, but here's another call right now, no problem. David Sidney. That's funny, because we had someone from... Oh, and I just hung up on him. I'm a fool. Okay. Thanks, Camilio, for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right. That'd be kind of embarrassing.
Camilla.
Okay, again, anyone who's called earlier, please do not call again. Let people who have been calling... Let's try David again. David, what's going on? Please mute your... Mute your stream.
Hi, Caroline. I'm William. And we're so excited, and I want to shout out to Repsha and Molly.
What's your question?
Do you guys have an NNI account?
Have a what account?
MMOLET Interactive.
No, we don't.
Okay, and so about the epilogue, I also liked the epilogue. I didn't think it was like her best writing, but that's not like what she's about. She does like the action scenes and like the magic and everything. But it was just really nice to like know that they were good. And oh my god, I'm so excited. And
who do you think Draco's wife was?
A pure blood, presumably.
Sorry, what'd you say? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Who do you think Draco's wife is?
Did he marry Pansy?
He probably did marry Pansy.
Like, why don't you think she said that?
Well, J.K. Rowling didn't say a lot of things about what happened after book 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I love the fact that Umbridge gets arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. But hey, we got a lot of people calling, so we're gonna let you go.
Okay, also, I'm a Pickle Pack member, an original pickle.
Pickles.
Pickles.
Yay! LOL.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye. LOL.
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Andrew,
LOL.
Before you pick one more person, I have vegetables number 10, and I'm running out of vegetables. I think I'm going to have to Wikipedia list of vegetables soon and pick some exotic new ones from there. But Eric suggested this one. This is vegetable number 10. Quite a good choice considering we're coming into October. The pumpkin. Ooh. The fabled pumpkin.
The pumpkin's a vegetable?
Is it a vegetable
pumpkin.
Or fruit?
I
have a question. I have a question. Damien, did you ever use tomato? Because
you mean tomato?
I figured we'd get a million emails saying, no, it's a fruit.
Yeah, because somebody said that it's a fruit, like, in the chat. I'm like, I know tomato's a fruit. Why are they discussing it? I don't know. I was confused why they're discussing it. Anyway.
Pumpkin, anyway. This is my show.
Very, very quickly.
Show. It's a vegetable.
Okay, that's cool, then.
Shoot, Jerry.
Can I very quickly say yogurt? Because I've got about 20 people telling me to say yogurt. Don't know why.
Yogurt?
Yogurt, yeah. Yogurt. However you want it.
Yeah, it's yogurt.
Yogurt.
Oh, it's
go-gurt. I like go-gurt.
Go-gurt. Hey, let's take another call right now. La la la. Here's someone who's been calling for a while. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Hold on. I gotta mute my thing real fast.
Oh, thank you. Concerned
okay,
callers.
Good. There
I couldn't
is.
Even hear you. Thank you.
There
thank
it
you.
Is.
There it is. Got it. In the words of Mason. Whoa, ow. So what's going on?
Nothing. I just got back from some barbecue. I was out for a while. I was just listening earlier, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you got any Harry Potter questions or stuff? We want to talk Harry Potter.
I'm just kind of depressed that the whole thing is over. Like, you know, I was all used to checking the news every day on MuggleNet, and after the book came out, it's like...
Good.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really over.
We still have stuff to look forward to, but...
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of people have been saying to me, like, people outside of this fandom have been, so it's all over, what are you doing at? Like, how much longer is MuggleCast lasting? And I say to these people, well, I like to look at it this way. We have two more movies coming out, a theme park, and that's going to be opened.
Yeah.
What else?
The Encyclopedia.
The Encyclopedia, thank you.
Yeah.
And, you know, just all this other Harry Potter stuff that's still going on. The fandom's hardly over. The news is hardly over. You know, then we got the DVDs, we got stuff like that.
It's just going to go slower, and that's what I, you know, people don't like that.
Exactly.
And also, we're fans of Jo Rowling as well as Harry Potter, and she's a writer, and she knows she's a writer, and we know she's a writer, and I doubt Harry Potter is going to be the last thing she does.
Yeah, she's just not going to like it because when anything else comes out, it's going to be compared to Harry Potter, and it probably won't be as good. I mean, she's a great writer,
what?
But I don't think she can produce anything as good as Harry Potter.
Yeah. Do you think she would want to produce something as good as Harry Potter? Like, do you think she would want this whole fandom all over again?
No, probably not.
No, she doesn't want that. I think it's been in...
Go on.
I don't know if she wants it or not. I mean, she never expected that it would be this huge, but
right.
I don't know. It's the most popular book ever, so I mean,
yeah,
one of the most popular, I guess.
Yeah, like she was, you know, she said she loves the fandom. She said it herself, but I just can't imagine Jo going through this whole thing again or wanting to go through it. I mean, look at how many books are being turned into movies nowadays.
Yeah.
If J.K. Rowling came out with another series or a book that was worthy of becoming a movie, all the movie studios would jump on it right away, and I just wonder if Joe would really want that again.
Yeah, some of the movies, like, I don't think the movies have been done great since Sorcerer's Stone and Chamber of Secrets. Those were done pretty good, but the other ones, because of their size, you know, I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. So, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, I had nothing to say.
Nothing. Of course.
Yeah. Wait a second. You know, come on. Go on. Well, what was that supposed to mean, Sam? Sam, do you have anything to say? Oh, no, you can't, because I just hung up on you.
Wow.
Okay,
dude,
so...
you've gotten kind of mean lately, dude. Seriously.
Oh, boy. I'm just playing around. I like messing with people. I don't mean anything I say on the show, so don't take anything personally. I'm just doing it to be funny.
Again, I think we all become a jerk occasionally on the show, and it's all a joke.
And it's too easy. It's too easy to hit the hang-up button.
Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
And I love great responsibility. How about Reggie? Hi, Reggie.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
Oh,
okay.
No, it's cool.
Anyway, I just had a question about Harry Potter 7.
Okay.
We had this book chat at my school where we discussed books that we read over the summer.
Yeah.
And we were discussing Harry Potter 7, and we were talking about the part where Harry's about to kill Voldemort, and he's explaining all the stuff about the Elder Wand and how it passes its power.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just wondering, when did Harry have time to come up with all that stuff? It just seemed like it came out of the blue.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, like, he was doing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden he knew how the wand's power passed between people, all of a sudden.
Harry did, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it was. Dumbledore's words helped him a lot. And, I mean, it's hard to know whose Dumbledore's words were if it happened inside his head and all that kind of thing. But, I think he worked it out himself. It's nice to see him working something out for himself after Hermione has, been there for him the entire time. I think he just worked it out, as Jerry said, through intuition. But anyone else have any ideas?
Nah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I guess. I was just wondering. I felt that the whole ending was kind of a little bit rushed in the end because there was so much stuff happening.
Yeah, well, I think it was supposed to have a sort of a rushed feel to it. I mean, what are you talking about exactly? Like the Battle of Hogwarts chapter? Or?
Yeah, I just think that the middle was kind of like just them thinking and then the whole everything happened at the end, I guess. It just was, there wasn't the time, I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Interesting. I just think that whole scene in the book was sort of meant to have a rushed feeling, have sort of like a panicky, rushed. By rushed, maybe are you trying to say that she should have taken more time with it? Like, explained it more?
No, I don't know. I don't know. It happened a lot faster than the rest of the book, and so I guess there wasn't a time to explain a lot of stuff. Like, I thought that the whole thing with the Chamber of Secrets was kind of just glanced over, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Taking, like, time in the past for just past die in a second.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, it seems like Joe wanted to include the stuff just to mention it one last time. So, like, the Chamber of Secrets, for example, I think that was sort of a silly addition. And I keep going back to Oliver Wood, like, stuff like that, you know?
Well, no, Chamber of Secrets, no. Like, the big thing is there was a basilisk there, and you need the venom. And, you know, that's how you kill Horcruxes.
No, well, what I'm saying is Ron speaking Parseltongue was stupid. Like, that stuff should
be... I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. That, I don't know. Because I think it's like, you can mimic a language. Like, I even though I know it's like a gift to be able to speak it and maybe understand it, but you can speak a language even if you don't know what you're saying. Like, if you hear someone say something in, you know, French, Japanese, whatever, you can try to mimic it. You probably aren't saying it perfectly in pronunciation-wise, but you can mimic it, you know what I mean?
I think the understanding, as you say, that is the gift and the ability to have that affinity with the snakes, which I'm sure Ron wouldn't possess, even if he could, you know, if he learned the word.
And I think the big thing is, I think the big thing people have to understand is, at least I'm still 100% convinced on this, it's not necessarily the ability to speak Parseltongue that I think opens the Chamber of Secrets. It's the fact that they are, it's the heir of Slytherin. Only Slytherin's heir would be able to open it. And every time the chamber's been opened, it's only been opened by someone who had part of Voldemort's soul with them. You know, Ginny and the diary, Harry, it had part of Voldemort's soul, and he's a Horcrux. And then they had the, what did they have with them at the time? Ron and Hermione had one of the Horcruxes with them, which was the one that Hermione destroyed. I'm trying to think.
The cup.
They had the cup. So the every cup. Time it's opened, it's, you know, I don't think it would open if someone was just, you know, saying, like, snake type we were talking, because then anyone would be able to get in if they just knew kind of what it was, or they read somewhere what open was in Parseltongue, you know what I mean? Or in Parseltongue. I think it was it had a special entitlement for only the air slither window open, and the big thing they went in was because they needed to get it to destroy Voldemort's soul in the cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it just seems like a god from the machine. Like, what? Or actually, more so, the fiend fire seemed like that. That was just too damn.
That one was convenient. That one was just convenient. I feel like I agree with you on that one. That one was pretty darn convenient. But really, like, come on, we all love the book still.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let it be. We loved it.
Yeah.
Nitpicking's not gonna help us.
Okay, let's thanks for calling, Reggie. Thanks for calling.
Okay, can I make a shout out quickly?
Yeah.
I just wanna make a shout out to all the Harry Potter fans at my high school, Fairfield Ludlow High School.
Woo! now wait a second. See, the thing about shout outs is that shouldn't they be to people who are listening?
I think a lot of them are actually listening right now.
Oh, okay.
I know that quite a few of them said they were going to listen to this for basically the entire afternoon.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool. Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Reggie.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm trying to get Laura in here. Because...
she back?
Laura's back.
Apologize for my sort of calm down in terms of talking. I've just suddenly died. I don't know what the hell has happened. Something's happened.
What happened?
I apologize.
Blame yourself.
I apologize. I think I fell over and accidentally swallowed 1,000 sleeping pills.
Okay, let's take
From
another call. Oh, this person. Someone had an interesting name. Here we go. Zoe Wang. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
How's it going?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Washington. Washington. Cool. What's on your mind?
Well, I actually don't really have a question about Harry Potter, but...
Okay.
Okay, so, I have a question, but...
Okay.
I was wondering, is bloody hell a swear word in England?
Sorry, what's that?
Is bloody hell a swear word in England? I always wanted to know, but I don't know anyone from England, so...
It's just like an exclamation. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah. Bloody hell. Oh, dear. You probably wouldn't say it around very young people, but it's not really, as Jerry says, it's not really that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd say it, like, all TV programs would have it, probably, even the very, very, you know, not complete children's programs, but ones that are on daytime TV. God, I'm slurring my words, this is ridiculous. But yeah.
Are you that tired?
No, I don't know what happened, Mikey. Come and save me.
Mikey B,
where are you?
I'm right here, guys. I'm right here.
There you are.
Yeah. There you guys. Hey. I'm Mikey B. No.
It's funny. I'm the only one who's not complaining still.
Yeah, well, you have a special kind of personality, Andrew.
Okay. Well, hey, we should start a new segment on the show, Ask the Brit, or in this case, Brits.
Brit.
Ask a Brit. Thanks, Zoe, for playing Ask a Brit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Harry, your hands are sweaty. I'm tempted to call Ben, but I don't want rumors to start up again.
I would leave, Ben.
Okay. Let's call someone who keeps bugging Jerry. And see what... Hey, hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
What's going on?
I gotta meet you guys. Hold on.
Oh, thank you. Concerned caller.
All right, hi, Jerry.
Hi, Suzanne.
Why don't you act a little more excited to see her on the thing?
I'm sorry. Hey, Suzanne. Wow.
So, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to know who you guys think would win in a fight, C-3PO or a creature?
Sorry, what was it again? Who or creature?
Oh, creature would totally win. Creature would totally win.
No, wait a second. Creature versus who?
What?
Creature versus who?
C-3PO.
C-3PO. Oh.
Again, they bring up the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, so. I guess it's not Mikey's fault, because the callers keep bringing it up.
Yeah, see, guys? I try to stay away from it when it's just us. Uh-huh. But people bring it up to me.
Yeah.
But we know creature would win. Come on. He comes out at the end, you know, with his bushy... ear hair sticking out all white puffs like cotton balls and a cleaver to go beat up the bad guys, the Death Eaters, at Hogwarts. That would be cool.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I think it would be Creature because I've never seen Star Wars, and I don't care if it's C3P92X, whatever his name is.
Oh, Mikey.
I'm just saying.
Whatever. You know what, Andrew?
What?
Whatever.
Tension's flaring here in the 11th hour.
Podcast Studios.
10th hour, whatever hour it is. But hey, we still have 905 listeners right now. Thanks for calling in, Suzanne.
Nice.
Still have 905 listeners. I don't know why, but they're still listening. And I'm looking for a caller. Here's Carissa. Hi, Carissa. You've been calling in for a while.
I have.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys.
Huh?
You
hey,
it.
Mute your awesome. Ustream because we don't want to hear ourselves.
I did mute it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so cool, you answered. So, a long time ago, you guys were asking about what you thought was going to be in the book but wasn't.
Right.
And the thing that I was really shocked that wasn't in the book was I thought that the mentors were going to have a bigger, like, a reason why she created them as a character. I thought, you know, it was too much of a coincidence that she creates characters that suck out souls, and then she has Horcruxes that are these objects with souls within them, and she doesn't use the Dementors in any way to get rid of the Horcruxes. I just thought it was like this coincidence, and she didn't use it. I thought, what do you guys think about that?
Maybe has there been too much of the Dementors? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like, I agree with you. Like, when Ben told me that theory, I really was like, wow, that makes perfect sense. That's something she would do. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's the theory that Joe introduced characters, the Dementors, that just happen to suck souls out. And Harry has a piece of Voldemort's soul, and he would use a Dementor somehow to get rid of that soul, and that's how he would destroy Voldemort's soul. And so it's this theory that actually convinced me that Harry was a Horcrux, even though other people did not and called me crazy for believing them and said,
well, I totally thought he was a Horcrux from, like, way back when, even before, like, I heard other people thought he was a Horcrux. I'm like, he has to be. It's just so obvious. And I thought this, you know, having the Dementors was such an obvious thing that they had to have more of a reason for being there and for being creative than just being something to be scary, you know, some plot device, you know, in the third book, you know, to have Sirius run away from and Harry learn Expecto Patronum for, and, you know, but...
Right.
Yeah. So, it's great. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you guys forever. And
no problem. Bye. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, I cut her off again. Okay, hold on, wait. Someone's calling me back. You want to apologize for earlier?
Actually, just because everyone keeps forgetting it and everyone's bothering me about it, I want to give a shout-out to the MuggleCast AIM chat.
Okay.
Because it might bother me to death. So,
What was it? The MuggleCast fan chat? Is that what it is? The AIM chat?
Yeah, not the one, not the crazy.
The crazy one? None of them are crazy.
The AIM chat.
Yeah.
They do it.
There's an AIM chat, too? How many chats are there? There's, like, Meebo, there's...
You guys Ustream, remember...
There's the MCFC, KYC, X2... And
the original.
A, B, C. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Sorry.
Hey, we're the original
song.
Oh, Mikey, you should have kept doing it. Man, I'm so slow on the uptake.
Yeah, come on, everybody.
The sad thing is, I'm dancing right now.
You guys are great.
Yeah.
Buddy. Yay, Jackson 5.
Come on, it's Hooray. Little Michael, everybody. Little Michael.
Little Michael.
Little Michael. He's a little kid. He's like,
wow.
Come on. Think
Do that again. Say that again.
I'm not letting you record it anymore. You rigged that once.
No. I didn't. No, seriously, I didn't.
Because he's like a high-pitched voice. Like, how to get an A.
Hey, look. Oh, the Ustream chat's getting all mad because we're not talking about them.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's almost as good as this song.
Celebration. Guys, I just got an IM from somebody. I don't actually know who it is.
Who?
But Spot, SP, under, lowercase OT, is a chat too. So apparently a lot of chats going on.
Yeah, hey, the AIM chat, MuggleCast fan. That is the best chat to be.
That actually is the original. Yeah, you're right.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, let me call someone who everyone's been bugging for me to call.
Okay.
My brother.
Are we calling John Dewey?
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Hey, who are we calling?
My brother Ryan.
Yeah.
If they answer, cool. He might be.
Cool.
He might be. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Ryan. Good. You answered the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. We're doing the live podcast right now.
Yeah.
And a couple of your fans wanted you to say hi. There's Jamie.
No surprise.
Hey, I told you, Andrew, your brother is so much cooler than you.
Listen, now, what I've learned is that he just goes along, he repeats everything that is said on, what's the show, Ryan?
The Sweet
Life.
Show?
The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody, I think it's called.
Dude, isn't that such a cool show?
No, I don't repeat everything, okay?
I was watching that show for about 5 minutes 2 weekends ago, and basically he just repeats everything that is said
it's
on that
show. It's a show with bad puns.
Okay.
You gotta understand, the show is so awesome. Like, me and Kevin were talking about how cool would it be to, you know, like, live in a hotel.
That would be pretty sweet.
That would be amazing. You'd have so much fun just, like, be like, I would order room service, like, way too often, be like, hi, can I get a bottle of water?
Ryan, your number one number one fanboy, Sam Blum, is right on the line now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Ryan acts like he's all tough or something. Awesome. Very cool.
See, I'm gonna take over the podcast and everything one day.
One day.
Yeah.
Is that your dream?
Andrew, who's gonna be the heir to your podcasting empire? It's gonna be Ryan.
I'm my own heir to the podcast.
You're gonna live forever, are you?
Until the day you die.
Yeah. For everyone wondering in the chat, Ryan, everyone thinks you're really cute. Ryan's actually not in the same house as me right now. He's down in Ocean City, about an hour away from here. Everyone's wondering how old he is. He's 11. He's not 9. He's 11. everyone thinks you're really cute, Ryan.
Hey, Andrew, everyone's complaining that you're not answering landlines, so you might want to get on that.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, Sam. You know what, Sam? You run the show now. Go ahead. Make the calls. Whatever you say, I'll do. Whatever you say, I'll do. Go ahead.
I'm talking about Pokemon.
No. I was looking for things like, okay, let's take another call or stuff like that.
Okay, take another call.
No, you blow it. Sorry. Goodbye,
let's
Sam.
Let's take another call, everybody. We'll cancel someone from the U.S. landline right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm only accepting Skype in calls right now, so that's all you landline people.
The next 5 callers will be Skype in calls, so landline people, all right?
And nobody's calling in right now. Ryan's still on the line. I don't know if
I am.
You are still on the line. I don't know if I can...
That would be why. It's because you can only receive one call from a landline.
But they wouldn't call... Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've had that problem before.
Okay.
Sorry, Ryan.
Andrew, yes.
Okay. So anything else you want to say, Ryan, before we let you go?
Thanks for being my fans and all that good stuff.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.
Okay, that was adorable. Okay, let's take some Skype in calls now. Haven't gotten any. That's weird.
Oh.
What's the problem, Jamie?
I'm complaining and now they're on.
I'm not complaining. Hey, I want to say quickly, in 2 days, September 17th, Prison Break Season 3 starts up again. Everyone prepare for it. It's going to be awesome.
Ooh.
I haven't got the television watching ability to keep up with yet another show.
I see nobody coming in through Skype in right now, so that would mean a landline, so...
Well, wait, let's wait one more minute. Everybody, give us a call at... What's the number? Give the number.
Yeah, I should do that. 128-206... 2442? No, that's wrong. It's 1-218-20. Yeah, that's right. 1-218-206-2442 in the United Kingdom. 020-8144-0677. Okay, we have a call.
Oh, Andrew.
We have a call.
If you want to send in live text feedback, go to mugglecast.com/live and send us your emails. We'll be reading them throughout the rest of the show.
Caller, you're live on Mugglecast.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Watcha?
Hello? Oh, Jamie, oh my God.
Hey, how's it going?
And Jerry, that was Jerry too.
Oh, I'm so excited about the Prison Break thing, even though it's not on in Australia.
Really? You really excited?
Yeah, I love Prison Break.
You really? That is awesome. Who's your favourite character?
Yeah. Hey?
Who's your favourite character?
Oh, I don't know, Michael.
Of course he is. That's a stupid he's everyone's favourite character.
No, I like the Suitcase guy.
Cool. I agree.
And
with
I love
he isn't really a bad person, is he? He's just one of those people who got caught up in that. Whereas people like Teabag, you know?
Yeah, I hate him.
See, Michael Schofield's awesome. You need to watch it because he's awesome.
Yeah, he is so great.
I disagree, but okay. So do you have anything else to add today?
No, I'm just I'm wondering, are you going to come to Australia at all for a podcast?
You never know.
It's like, no.
Yeah, so, well, thank you for
calling. I want to go to Australia. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good. It's really nice here.
The only problem with me going to Australia is I swear I would never stop saying, I come from a land down under. Something with a heart full of thunder. I would just be singing nonstop.
What about Jamie?
Yeah.
What about Australia?
I would love to go to Australia. My dream is to have one home in Australia and one in America so I can follow the sun and never hit bad weather again.
Yeah. That's a good plan.
So nice. But...
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, guys. Bye.
In all seriousness, not getting any landline calls, people, so if you're calling in if you want to discuss Harry Potter, but, you know, not getting anything. There's a call. Hello, you're on MuggleCast.
Hello?
Hi, you're on MuggleCast. What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm from Australia as well.
You're from Australia too? But you have a U.S. number.
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, wait. No. Yeah, you have a U.S. number. You don't have a U.S. number.
Do
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Got plus 6-1.
You have one extra number. It's hard to... Yeah, you're right. You're right, Jerry.
Well, that's weird. Anyway, I think you should come to Australia too.
Well,
we're all...
maybe we'll work on that.
I think we should go, guys. I think we should go to Australia.
Yeah, fair to kill her.
I think Eric should come, because he's in New Zealand. I could totally see him doing a lonely MuggleCaster all around Australia and New Zealand.
I could definitely see him doing that, too.
It's not their excuse not to. It's like me going to France.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let me see if I can get someone else in here who's really concerned about the Harry Potter series. Hold off on calls for 1 minute.
Andrew, I want you to take a look at that, buddy. Click the link I just sent you.
Okay.
Mikey.
Come on, guys. You should all come out.
We can
do a special podcast from the Scary Farm.
You're the worst torturer I've ever seen in the world. You torture people so.
Oh, come on.
I want to go, Mikey. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to shout out, Mikey B, and as soon as you get here, I'm going to grab onto you, so then when you go back, I'll go with you.
All right, yeah, you should do that.
Okay, well, nobody knows what you're talking about. Mikey placed a link to 34th... basically, he just sent us a birthday invitation. But, of course, we can't take it. Okay, are our phone numbers not working or something? We're only getting Australian calls right now.
Oh, you sound like...
Here we go.
Hello, one American calling.
Hold on. Here's an American calling. Steve Capello.
Actually, this is J.J. Horgan.
Oh, J.J. Horgan. Sorry, I got the Skype.
That's okay. Easily mixed up on Skype.
Right. So,
Yeah, so.
We've had discussions before. I don't know you, but we've been having discussions before about Harry Potter. You're pretty upset about some things in the Harry Potter series. You think they just don't make sense. And you wanted to take callers, I know, to sort of, you know, debate people, I guess. Is that what you wanted to talk about?
Actually, I wanted to talk about something else first. Is this a bad time to bring up something we haven't previously talked about, even though we don't know each other?
Is this
a bad time to bring up something completely random?
No, it's not. I mean,
I'm not going to ruin the flow of your 12-hour show.
No, you're not.
I know time is a commodity.
It went about an hour in.
No, it's we're fine. I have my finger on the hang-up button though.
I just logged off for a little bit and. So I kind of missed exactly what you guys were talking about at this point, but is it still Jerry on?
Yeah, Jerry's on.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, and still no Ben?
No Ben.
How about Jamie?
Jamie's on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jamie, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Kelp. I'm slurring my words. You gotta understand, okay? Something happened to me about an hour ago where I can't speak normally and I've got tired, so I'll say it again. Hey, Mr. Capella, how are you?
That's okay, I understand you. Trip over teeth falling out, it's a British thing.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. That's
kind of rude here.
No, it's a compliment.
Okay.
Actually,
strangest compliment I've ever heard, but hey.
Yeah, I want to see, I'm being courteous, and I have my my listening muted, but I wanted to see how many people are on right now.
The feed? 900 people?
900, pretty impressive. Well,
yeah.
Good. And the 900 people on the feed, I think, will be definite big supporters of this. But for those of you guys that knew Andrew, you knew that he blew the biggest opportunity of his lifetime in high school. Andrew, you know what I'm talking about?
Does it start with a B?
For those of you guys that don't know, Andrew's biggest opportunity he blew was he had the opportunity to start a campaign, a letter writing campaign, a MuggleCast campaign, or whatever campaign, to get a date with Emma Watson. And he completely didn't do it because he's too shy. So, with that said, this goes out entirely to all of the MuggleCast listeners, all 900 of you out there now. And you guys are going to put this online, right? So the 70,000 or so can all hear this. We need to start a letter-writing campaign. It's obviously going to be awkward now because Andrew probably won't be going to a prom again. the Emma Watson thing's out the window. But I think the next campaign needs to be to get Andrew and maybe Jamie and, you know, maybe if like Hagrid's got some weird cousin that he's seen in the 70s, maybe Ben gets into the next movie. What do you guys think?
I think you should let us be consultants for the Harry Potter 7 Deathly Hallows movie. So that way they can't do anything to ruin it.
You want to be a consultant?
Yeah, maybe I can. Yo, Mikey B to direct Harry Potter 7. See,
maybe Mikey and Terry can be consultants, but Andrew and Jamie definitely need cameos. And I think the seventh movie would be kind of awkward because there's nothing at Hogwarts, and they kind of have that young, you know, awkward going to school kind of thing happening.
Uh-huh.
And my wife's sitting here chiming something. And she says something about a dead body. Maybe at the end of the book, would you guys like to be a dead body lying there?
Oh, I would so be a dead body. Like, I could be...
That's a great point. JJ brings up a good point. There's a lot of people who die in the book, and the bodies...
I know your acting range.
Or I could be, like, just somebody in the order, like, in the background.
Okay.
Like, as long as I get a wand, like, an official wand, that'd be so cool.
Maybe you're reaching a little bit, Mikey. Maybe the dead guy's in your future.
Because, like, really, can you imagine me being like, I'm a young Kingsley Shacklebolt, yeah, with the dreads and everything. Like, uh-huh. There's got to be wizards with dreadlocks and that are all, like, you know, cool. Like, the, I don't know, maybe.
And what would it say next to you on IMDb?
Who
Mikey
knows?
Equals third dead guy from the left.
Yeah.
Mikey B. Right there.
So what do you guys think? Can we start this campaign?
I guess so. I have a feeling it's not going to work out very well, though, because, for one, they only hire English actors for the jobs.
Well, okay, so Jamie's... You know,
Jamie's there. That's
sort of English.
Yeah. Well, I was always thinking, like, the next time we're invited to the set, we, like...
You know, just hop over a fence and...
Yeah, like, well, it's more than a fence. I mean...
On a Gryffindor sweater, we've seen you in it. Why just act like you belong there?
fair point. Because now that I'm thinking about it, they don't really... Well, once you get through the security gate, you just walk in the door and, you know, you're just...
Well, did we talk about how I got on the red carpet at the movie premiere?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you'll love this, JJ. There's basically no security on the red carpet.
All right, so let me explain this. Like, the red carpet movie premiere, only Emerson and Andrew are supposed to be down there. And so I'm like, you know what? There's no security. And I put a MuggleNet... I wasn't even wearing a MuggleNet shirt. I just literally walked down onto the red carpet like I was supposed to be there. And I'm like, hey, I'm down here. They didn't kick me out. And so I was on the red carpet and got to be down there and see all the wonderful actors and everything. I was totally happy about that, being able to be up there.
Meanwhile, right now, the security team that was in charge of the red carpet has been fired, and your picture's going to be posted everywhere for the sixth movie.
I don't think WB's listening on a Saturday night right now.
Yeah, the best part is, because I had met a bunch... Now I'm not even going to talk about them, but it was really cool. Like, they just said, like, yeah, it's cool for you to be there.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Andrew was like, what are you doing here? It's only supposed to be the two of us. I'm like, oh, give me your camera. We'll be fine.
Yeah, that was fun, though, so...
It was cool.
All right, so all in agreement, we're gonna start the campaign to get Andrew and Jamie and possibly Mikey, and like I said, if they're kind of awkward, like, you know, Hagrid offshoot cousin, maybe we get Ben apart too.
Okay.
we're going for the
Ben could be, you know, like a weird Gwarp, you know, it'd be like a Gwarp's second, you know,
Gwarp?
Giant
you mean
cousin.
Grop?
Grop, Gwarp, Grop, sorry. It'd be second giant cousin, twice removed, beaten up a couple times, that's uh-huh. Ben.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh, why does everyone in the chat want a new poll? Who cares?
They want a new poll. Right, they want the poll. What is
JJ, give me a poll.
Give you a poll?
Yeah.
Who should be in the sixth Harry Potter movie? Andrew, Mikey, Jamie, Jerry?
Well,
or me?
We can only do four options, so we'll take you.
We all know it's going to be Jamie.
Come on. No. Well, then, sorry, Jerry. Ben's got to be on there. You know, best-selling author, Ben.
But I'm so much more British.
Ben Shame, you know, New York Times bestseller author.
No, you want a better poll topic there, Andrew? Is that
what?
Good?
Yeah, whatever.
No, I think that's a good one. I think we're going to focus around our push to get you in the next movie, because I think it's time you exercised your MuggleCast muscle.
Okay.
Right? All, all summer, all the fans you met and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Time to turn charm. If this doesn't get you into a movie, really, the prospects in the future are minimal.
that's except for maybe a career in broadcasting or something. I don't know. But, and Mikey. Okay, start Paul.
And Mikey?
And I was talking about the poll. So far, I'm winning. It's amazing. As soon as we hit star poll, votes start coming in. Okay, Jamie's winning right now. I better stop this before it...
I'm sorry, but Jamie's the only British one.
Okay, but it's time to forget about the British actors. This isn't a...
I know what's going to happen. Mikey, I want to part as like an order member, and I want you to play my Patronus. And as soon as
really?
As soon as I cast, I come at him and be like, dude, look, okay, I'm Mikey B. And then they say, I really? And then they just walk around and walk up.
I don't know
I'll start to be like, what's up, guys? I'm Mikey B. You gotta back up a little bit, you know. We'll go down to the beach together and we'll back up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You can start, like, high-fiving the
I'll just talk to the mentors to, you know, to back away. I'll just talk to them.
I don't understand how I keep losing all these polls when I'm the one running the show. Does anyone realize I can just hit the stop broadcast button? Gee, that's so annoying.
Yeah, you could, but again, with great power comes great responsibility. You wouldn't do something like that. You know why?
Uh-huh.
You're a good person.
Okay, why isn't it 11 o'clock yet? I was really looking forward to the clock. You know, it's time for a break. We haven't taken a break in a while.
All right, Andrew, when we come back from a break, maybe we'll talk some Harry Potter.
Okay, you want to talk some of your burning questions?
I got to get one or two things off my chest.
Okay. All right. Okay. Someone talk for a minute, because then I forgot. I left the music.
I personally would like.
Never mind.
To,
I'm good. Go ahead, Mikey.
That was a complete setup.
No, I didn't mean to do that. Mikey, I'm gonna play. So sorry, Mikey. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I don't remember what I was gonna say.
Okay. Well, with that, we'll take it to Jackson 5 ABC. We'll be back.
Yeah!
In a couple we'll be back in a couple minutes.
I'm excited. Everybody dance.